to maintain the spirit of excellence in our lives, to fulfill God's perfect will and plan for us, we must continue to recognize our weaknesses. When we do recognize these weaknesses that we have and master them, then we become overcomers in that realm, and they, our weaknesses, becomes our strengths. Sometimes we, on the human nature side, we Christians, instead of overcoming our weaknesses, it's a whole lot easier for us to just cover them up, put a mask on, thinking and hoping that they'll just go away. But if we just cover our weaknesses, they will actually grow and overcome us in the end. If we do not conquer our weaknesses will conquer us. Let's look at a couple of examples here of putting masks on. Let's say there's a position or a condition or a situation in our lives that it just seems like everything is inside out and upside down. We really don't know what's going on. So when we're around certain groups of people, we'll put on a I have it all together mask. I've got this mask. However, on the other side, we have no real peace and we really don't know what we're doing, but we put the mask on so it will reveal to everybody else we're okay. What about symptoms in our body? Sickness in our body. But we don't want anybody to know that we really don't have real faith toward God, so we'll put the mask of healing on. Say the right words, make the right statements, have the right flow, but on the inside, we really don't have real faith. When it comes to the blessing of the Lord, finance and increase and prosperity, my, we look around and it seems as everybody else might have everything concerning finances in order, but we don't. Then it's easier to put a mask on and say, oh, I'm the blessed of the Lord. But no, what we really need to do is dive way down deep in our hearts and find out the will of God, find out the Word of God, and allow our weaknesses to be changed. Once we have faith in God, that weakness can become our strength for the glory of God. Now, what's the purpose of a mask? Where do masks come from? Masks are worn when we feel like that we're not going to be accepted by certain laws, rules, and regulations. There's a mask for every law of acceptance that mankind has developed. And Satan, he's the master of masquerades. So he has pressures on people. He has assignments from people from the powers of darkness that come to put pressure on you. But the Word of God is the answer for us covering things up. As a minister of the Word of God, my job is to bring hope. It's to bring hope unto mankind so that you don't have to cover up, so that you don't have to hide, so that you don't have to disguise or wear a mask concerning what you're facing. It is my job, it is the minister's job, to bring unto you the Word of the living God so that you can have hope and faith and change your situation. The Word of God tells us in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. A man, woman, boy, or girl that puts a mask on and covers up their situation or their weakness is a person that is hopeless. But when the Word is preached, faith arises. When the Word is preached, hope jumps up. Glory to God. But now watch this. When the Word of God is preached, not only does faith and hope arise, but also my weakness is exposed. It's not time for me to get upset. It's not time for me to be offended. It's not time for me to feel like that I'm less of a person. It's time to say yes unto the preaching of the Word of God and say, I want to change this weakness. I want it to change into my strength. Praise the Lord. So the Word preached, it will change the image or the identity that you see yourself on the inside. Grace will be present by faith, and then you can walk out of that situation and declare who you are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. When we're recognizing weaknesses, it doesn't mean that you're pessimistic. It doesn't mean that you're in the victim mentality. It doesn't mean that you're making excuses so that you can keep them. No, it's simply making your mind up that when you see weakness in your life, you won't cover it up, but you'll bring it forth and turn it into victory and be a strength in your life. You must know this. Everybody has weaknesses. Finding and eradicating your weaknesses in your life will save you many tears and much devastation in your future. Father God will make every effort in your life to reveal unto you your weaknesses, not for condemnation, not for judgment, not for harming you or hurting you, no, but so that grace can come on the scene and bring you through that. But then we have the adversary. Satan, he will send messengers. And my weakness will pursue and embrace and feed on wrong spirits, attitudes, and wrong people if I allow. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, Wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Here the Word of God is telling us and encouraging us that we have so great a cloud of witnesses. We are compassed about with this atmosphere and glory called faith. The spirit of faith around us, it's an atmosphere. And in that atmosphere, faith arises in our heart and grace comes in our heart, and we will not be bound by our weaknesses. He said, lay aside every sin and weight that will carry you out of that cloud or that atmosphere of faith. Lay that aside. Put that weakness aside so that it can become your strength. So you be encouraged. You be strengthened. You be motivated. Put those masks down. And pick up the mask called grace, because you will look good behind grace.